This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to a ride along with Ammar and Bilal. We are here on our way to Masjid Maryam to do an event with Ammar called Redemption.
Tomorrow Never Ends.
Tomorrow Never Ends, it's not Redemption.
No, it's called Tomorrow Never Ends, the Redemption of Ka'b ibn Malik.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it's called. Anyway.
It's all good.
What?
I said it's all good.
It's all good, yeah. We're actually on our way to pick up one of the guys who's going to be with us. So you might see him crawl into the back somewhere, or the trunk if he doesn't want to be on video.
Exactly. So I was going to make him sign a release form.
So one of the thoughts that we had that we wanted to talk about was last will and testament and Hajj, especially considering the Hajj is around the corner. And one of the thoughts that I had in my mind, I'm going to mention it because we're actually coming from one of the discussions that took place last night with Dr. Salah Sawi about the subject of Hajj.
Yeah, so he was talking about Hajj, and he was talking about just one of the ways to prepare for Hajj is to have a will. And he was mentioning how if you have anything to be bequeathed or anything that's deserving of...
Woo! Look at that. Hold on a second. He said no sharp turns, and then there he
Sorry, I had to make a U-turn. That you should have a will, that you shouldn't spend 2 days or go 2 nights without having a will. So you should have a will if you, A, have something to give. Two, you have a responsibility that, you know, people don't know about. So it's something that's, you know, just between you, something you've been taking care of, someone no one knows about. So you should write it down so that that responsibility can continue after someone else can take it. Or three, you have a debt that needs to get paid.
Who doesn't have that?
Yeah.
So I mean, you live in a debt society, though.
Everyone's in debt.
Yeah, honestly. They would say most people.
Yes, but if you owe people money, kind of, you know, at the funeral prayer, you kind of depend on just everybody standing up, or like the family of the deceased saying, guys, by the way, if anybody owes this person any money, please come up to me. But you should have a more systematic approach than that. You should actually have a will. And if any, your family are able to look at that will then and know exactly who you owe money to so that they can go ahead and take care of it.
How many people will show up to your funeral, and will that be enough to cover your debts?
Well, some people go in debt in their funeral, in the sense that their family take on an incredible amount of debt. That's another thing that Sheikh Salah mentioned last night. He said that some people, their funerals are literally as extravagant as their weddings. Like, they pull out all the stops for funerals. And he was saying that, oh, that's another thing that he mentioned that you should put in your will. If, he said it's recommended, that if you live in a society where the sunnah is not followed with regards to funerals, he said it's recommended that you simply write in your will that I am free in front of Allah, I am free from whatever these people are going to do. So if they're going to ball out at your funeral and they're going to bring drums and they're going to bring all sorts of, you know, festivities and stuff like that beyond the sunnah, he said it's recommended that the person simply write that in their will, that they're free from all of that.
I was asking, what does Hajj and wills have to do with each other? And it's like back in the day, like today, yeah, you book a ticket, you get on a plane, you go and come back.
Yeah.
But back in the day, it's like, is the person ever going to come back or not?
Yeah, the Hajj is the journey of a lifetime.
And it's like, I'm just trying to think about that. What would be...
And that's why they would delay Hajj until like almost the end of their life, right? Because if this is a journey that I'm going to interrupt my life for, and I don't know if I'm going to come back, then let me just push it till the end, you know? And that's how it became culturally. You do Hajj at the end of your life. You don't do it at the beginning.
Yeah.
But now that it's become so safe, people just in their 20s, people in their late teens go and do Hajj.
It's funny though, because like even when the younger people, I mean, I don't know if you experienced this, but like whenever, when I said I was going, the folks were like, what? You've committed so many sins that you got to go?
Yeah. And mashallah, you probably did.
But I'm just trying to understand, what would be the equivalent of something like that now?
What?
Where somebody is like, they're going on a journey of a lifetime, and they don't know they're going to return.
I don't think there is anything like
that. The only thing that comes to mind is going to Mars. What's the ruling on Salah and Hajj and all these other things if you go to Mars?
All right, well, that wraps up this ride-along discussion. make sure that you have a will. If you don't, if you've got anything to bequeath, if you have something to bequeath and you don't know who to bequeath it to, holla at your boy. I'll be there for you. If it's a debt, hand it over to Bilal. He'll take care of it. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Oh, peace, love, and hair grease or whatever Bilal says. Peace, love, and some, what is it?
It is, may you be blessed with peace, safety, security, and freedom now and in the days to come. You should put that into your own poetic ending.
No, thank you. I'll just say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
All right, guys.